The World Health Organization is worried about a new outbreak of tuberculosis in South Africa. This strain is known as extremely drug-resistant tuberculosis, or XDR-TB. About 100 cases have been diagnosed so far. Scientists believe many cases are going undetected and fear the outbreak could spread. Suzanne Marmion reports from Johannesburg.
So-called XDR-TB is a strain of tuberculosis that's resistant to treatment with most existing drugs. Studies have found cases of the disease worldwide. The first cases in South Africa cropped up recently in the poor townships in the KwaZulu-Natal province. Nearly all of the dozens of people initially infected with XDR-TB in South Africa quickly died. Now the disease has moved northwest to a major urban center, Johannesburg. Currently, a handful of people still alive with XDR-TB in Johannesburg are being held in quarantine in a special hospital. The Sizwe Tropical Disease Hospital is located on so much land in the middle of the city that monkeys and wild guinea fowl wander the rolling grounds. There are bars on the hospital windows, and no patients could be interviewed for fear of spreading the airborne infection. Dr. Patrick Maduna has been overseeing the patient's care. He says he's worried there may be many people outside the hospital infected with XDR-TB, but they don't know it yet.
The biggest problem that we're having is the testing. Currently, we have to wait for a long time before we get the results back.
A long time means at least a month. Dr. Maduna says patients are routinely sent home to wait for TB results. TB is the main direct cause of death of people infected with HIV. As a result, the emergence of XDR-TB poses a grave public health risk, especially in places like South Africa, where 5.5 million people are infected with HIV.
So while the patient is at home or interacting with others, there might be a problem of this resistant bacteria being transferred to other people.
Dr. Maduna says one XDR-TB patient left Sizwe Hospital in the midst of testing. She was returned to treatment within days, but not before she'd spent some time at home in the nearby township of Alexandra. Corrugated iron shacks leaning against one another line the crowded streets of Alexandra Township. As many as 8 people will live and sleep in a single room here. It's easy to share illnesses in such close quarters. Alexandra's local clinics are packed. About 60 patients sit in plastic chairs at this clinic, waiting for treatment. Lucky boy Mkundwane is HIV positive and caught TB while he was volunteering at a clinic like this one. Ordinary TB like his case can be cured, but Mkundwane says it took 10 months.
It is very difficult to be on TB treatment because you have to take your pills every single day, and the side effects are really intolerable. You get nausea, sometimes you vomit, you might get the swelling of the feet. So it's very difficult to stay on the treatment, which is why I believe sometimes people default.
When people default or miss some of their doses, they may unwittingly create drug-resistant TB. Health officials have tried to battle this with something called Directly Observed Treatment Strategy, or DOTS. Authorized observers watch as people take their medicine every day. Mkundwane says poverty can make the strategy impossible for many people in South Africa.
The fact that you have to go to the clinic every single day for your treatment, sometimes you have to take a taxi because the clinic is very far from you, it becomes very difficult in that way.
The World Health Organization convened an urgent meeting in South Africa last month. Mario Riviglione heads the WHO's Stop TB program.
With the flow of individuals these days, with migration, with movements, we live in a global village, and so what happens in one part of the world can influence later on what happens in other parts of the world.
Riviglione says the tragedy is that ordinary tuberculosis could be dealt with before it gets out of control. But it's a disease that governments have marginalized and often ignored. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Marmion in Johannesburg.